recognizing her personal reality without becoming either overly positive or overly negative. Her personal situation was real and huge and scary. But she was also fighting hard within her mind and heart to cling to the transcendent truth of God's faithfulness, goodness, and providential care. Because I have learned to appreciate the journey of faith and the process it takes, I simply prayed with and for her. I prayed that God would keep her right where He had her. I prayed that His power and presence would guide her into even deeper and richer waters of trust and assurance. I prayed that God would continue to provide in obvious and unmistakable ways for her and her children. In short, I wanted to help her stay in the intersecting realm of the personal and the transcendent, knowing that this was her best shot at peace. The story has a happy ending. God answered our prayer for protection of this woman's job. He also gave her peace through the situation. I'm glad this friend of mine allowed herself to think about whatever is true. I'm glad she did not shy away or run from the intersection of transcendent truth and personal truth. There are plenty of moments in our daily lives when our personal reality bumps up against God's transcendent reality. On the one hand, this intersection might involve a problem at work, bad news about one of the kids, or a nagging family of origin issue that keeps rearing its ugly head. It might even involve a crisis of faith or doubt. On the other hand, this intersection might occur at the moment of an unexpected blessing, an unanticipated joy, or an experience of the beauty of nature. The Great Centering. I call this intersection of personal and transcendent realities the Great Centering. It is God's truth meeting our truth. It is what will keep us from becoming one of the overly negative or overly positive people we spoke of at the beginning of this chapter. Learning to recognize, focus on, and honor both transcendent reality and our own personal reality keeps us centered on the true nature of life in all its fullness, physically, emotionally, intellectually, relationally, and spiritually. Learning to think and live in light of what is true grounds us in what is, whether our circumstances are good or bad, up or down, exciting or mundane. Whenever our truth intersects with God's truth, we are firmly in the realm of known reality, and God is always found there. This centering is precisely what happened to the 5-time married woman at the well. As her personal truth was uncovered and declared for what it was, complete with her marital breakdowns and current relationship with man number 6, she experienced the intersection of her personal reality with transcendent reality in the very presence of the embodiment of transcendent reality, Jesus Himself. As she interacted with Him within the honesty of her personal reality, she began to discover and experience new relational life as the personal intersected with the transcendent. She discovered that God is more real than she imagined. She realized that God wants to be worshipped in spirit and truth, John 4:23. She longed for what Jesus called a spring of water welling up to eternal life, verse 14. She even got to the point where she wondered, "Can this be the Christ?" Verse 29. Spiritual sparks flew as the personal interacted with the transcendent. She was learning to think in light of known reality. Her perspective concerning her circumstances was shifting, and her soul was being nourished. By the end of the story, the implication is that this woman came to grips with the reality of Jesus, even as many others within her Samaritan community recognized Jesus as the Savior of the world. Verse 42. In the moments of intersection of the personal and the transcendent, we experience what one of my longtime mentors called God sightings. These are moments when we have the opportunity to think reality. When these moments happen, we must recognize reality for what it is and allow our personal reality to fully intersect with transcendent reality. We must allow the transcendent truth of God, in whatever biblical form He presents it,